right here, crib.
Yes.
Corn crib. What would that be?
Well, it's just, usually, when I was a child, when you spoke of a corn crib, it was a log house made out of logs.
Mm-hmm.
It had a smaller door and it was up kind of high.
Mm-hmm.
So the mules and the cows couldn't get their head up in it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was places plugged in the logs going up in it where you could put your foot,
mm-hmm.
you know, get little holes.
Mm-hmm.
And then go up there and throw your corn out.
Mm-hmm. 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 Well, what about where would you milk the cows?
Well, we usually milk the cows in the barn.
Okay. And where did, what was, what do you call a place that was a shelter for cows?
Oh,
that
the,
was a shelter for cows?
Well, it was either the part of the barn with a shed over it. A stall that was part of the barn.
Okay.
See, the barn usually had a big structure, and then you had sheds on each side.
Uh-huh.
And then
outside, kind of, or inside?
Well,
inside the main building.
Oh no, I'm on that side. See, the main building was a big structure like this with a roof.
What shape is the roof?
Well, some of them was real steep like this, you know,
just to V.
V, uh-huh. And then some of them kind of curved over like this in three parts and then went down.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Which,
but,
the, what kind did y'all have?
We had both kinds.
Oh, you did? Uh-huh.
See, my father was a big farmer.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, more than one boy.
Yeah.
Only people in my family that ever did any farming did it on a very small scale, and I think of barns and little
yeah.
units that took away. Let me see. Where would you an enclosure for pigs would be what?
Well, I wasn't ever too familiar with pigs because we didn't have too many, but I guess that would be a lot too, wouldn't it?
Interrupted us.
About pigs.
Oh yeah. Well, what would you usually call a place where pigs stay? Now you've heard the word, even if you don't use it.
Trough? Pigs?
Well, they eat out of a trough, don't they?
Yes, ma'am.
And the little fenced-in area you put them in is a what?
Pig pen.
That's good. Or you might call it, instead of pig pen,
hog pen.
Okay. And a place that processes milk.
Your dairy.
Okay. Would that ever have been anything else? Did you ever call that?
The milk barn?
Well, I mean, would you ever use the word, would that ever have meant something else, dairy? Would it ever have meant, say, a place for storing milk? Or?
No, I mean, it never would have meant anything to me, but just...
Uh-huh. A commercial thing?
No, ma'am.
Not commercial?
No, I'm just... See, there, we just milked enough for our own use.
Mm-hmm. 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 So what was your dairy?
We really didn't have a dairy. We just milked
okay.
two cows out.
Yeah, but a dairy would be a commercial place.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you didn't have to bother with one?
No, ma'am. Right.
Okay, that's what I wanted.
I tell
Sometimes
you...
Sometimes people have... I've heard... people have told me that they call the place where they store their milk or something like that a dairy.
Well, you know, a lot of times back when I was a child, you put the milk in the spring
mm-hmm.
to store it because we didn't have refrigeration.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But everybody had a spring, but a lot of people had a cooling room.
Uh-huh.
And that was why the spring would run through this cooling room, and it was the bottom of it was bowls, and the top was screen wide,
mm-hmm.
and the stuff was put in there, and it kept real cooler than normal.